Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today to discuss Week 3 of the NFL is my dad.
Yo, Chad.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
Everything's good.
Good.
Yeah, so what's going on in the baseball world? Are the Yankees eliminated?
They're eliminated from the possibility of winning the the American League East, but they're still in the wild card race.
Oh, okay. First one or the second?
Second wild card. The first wild cards. For a while, it was going to be Texas was a no brainer, but now they're starting to slip. Actually,
Cleveland
is actually a half game behind Texas for the second wild card. They're one back in the loss column. Huh. Tampa Bay has 82 wins. Texas has 81, and so does Cleveland. Baltimore is two games back of Texas. Kansas City and the Yankees are 2.5 back. So that one's, that's going to come down to pretty much the last couple days.
It's going to shake out that way.
Yeah, and the only other race in the National League is the Central, and which order they're going to fall into. Because St. Louis and Pittsburgh are tied. Cincinnati's 2.5 games back of those two. So, again, it's, whoever wins the division will be safe. And
a lot of action late.
Yeah, a lot of action late. And yeah, a lot of action late, and a lot of action you don't usually see from teams like Kansas City and Cleveland. So it'd be really interesting.
Didn't Kansas City have a good preseason?
They did. They had a good spring training. A lot of people were pretty high on them. They made a big trade. They traded for a veteran pitcher, James Shields. They traded away one of their best hitting prospects, Will Myers, and he's actually been doing really well for the Tampa Bay Rays, but you got to give a little to get a little.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City has been starving for pitching for years, but they've got all these hitters, but no pitching,
yeah.
So you got to do what you can to compete, and now they're competing.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, the everyday players are great for the fans because you see them all the time.
Yeah, you see them all the time. You see them progress and you see them get better. But pitching is what it takes to win. It'll be exciting, as the end of September comes upon us. It's going to be very exciting these last 2 weeks.
Now, what about the hockey preseason?
I don't know. I can't get wrapped up in preseason hockey. It's too early. Like,
to learn the rosters, right?
Sort of. I don't know. It's the same thing like with basketball preseason.
You wait.
Yeah, I wait. I mean, to be honest, when it comes to basketball, I'm a postseason interest, unless there's like a really interesting story, like Jeremy Lin a couple seasons ago or anything like that.
You want to wait for the rubber to meet the road.
Yeah, I want to see where it fleshes out, hate on the teams I don't like, have a passing interest in the teams I do like. Because hockey and basketball are so similar, 82 games, very similar, so I kind of keep the fandom for those two sports similar.
Well, one of the biggest differences between the two is the favorites the higher seeds seem to hold up better in the playoffs. In hockey, it's more unpredictable.
Very unpredictable.
Basketball pretty hosts to form.
Which can, it can be a little tedious that way sometimes because you pretty much already know who's going to win. So it kind of tosses that whole underdog mentality kind of out the window. If you know they're the better team going in, chances are they're going to be the better team coming out.
But the wild card feeds the underdog desire.
Yes. Oh, definitely. If you look at baseball, so many of the wild cards, since the wild card's existence, have made it to the World Series and many times won. Because in baseball, it's whoever is hot late, which I think is kind of the same with football. Whoever's hot going into the playoffs has a tendency to run the table. Oh, yeah, big time, run the table. Well, speaking of football, what did you think of this past week two?
Oh, it was some fantastic game. I mean, huge shockers, right? Particularly in, of course, the Seahawks were the favorite, but I think a lot of people thought after last year, the Niners losing up there 42-13, that they'd be ready.
Yeah, but
they got dominated, and they ran the ball a lot.
They sure did. It was...
Described as big when they get off the bus. Like, when you look at them, it's just a huge team. So to be able to run the ball on San Francisco.
Yeah, and that was close early. I mean, they had a weather delay, but that was close going into halftime, but not long after that, then the wheels fell off.
Right, so that was a big surprise, right?
Yeah, a couple of really close games, a couple of lopsided wins, but throughout the week, I know San Diego was kind of. I was a little surprised San Diego won in Philadelphia. I knew it was going to be close. I didn't think that they would pull it out, though.
Yeah, but they expose a very weak secondary.
Oh, very weak.
Now, the question is, Alex Smith accurate? Is he an accurate passer?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. He does have good wide receivers in Kansas City.
Yeah, because Reed coming back to Philly. Now, I'm thinking, are the Eagles tired themselves? This is a short week for them, and they played Washington. I mean, they played fast-paced and tiring opponents, but they got to be tired themselves.
Yeah, you would hope that for their sake, that, you know, for Philly fans, that it's some home cooking, that at least they're not on the road. I think it would be harder to plan a short week on the road than it would be at home.
Right. I'm thinking how their style of play tires them and how Rivers ran that defense ragged 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like body blows, just soften the opponent up.
Right. And then Kansas City's riding now a 2-game win streak going into Philly.
Yeah, is it possible they don't have any turnovers yet this year?
That's what I've heard.
So that's formidable.
Very formidable.
Now, there's a fickle fan base, so, I mean, they're going to cheer Reed, and they're going to, but they love Chip.
Yeah, I think they're, yeah, I think they'll give respect to Reed, but in the end, it's, you know.
Now, you got, who's more popular, McNabb or Vic? Vic, right?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Right, so you're rolling in there, aren't you going to put that jersey up, or what are they going to do?
Oh, that's right, yeah, they're honoring McNabb as well. I don't know if they're retiring numbers.
They're doing some honoring of him, and Andy Reid will be there, and
mm-hmm.
It's Thursday night, and it's just, it's a lot of drama right there in that game.
Oh, big time. You know, that's going to be one worth watching this week. I'm very interested in that one. That one's going to be a good one, too.
But what about the Manning Bowl?
I like Peyton. I've always been a Peyton fan. I've always liked him. I've always been disappointed when he couldn't knock out the Patriots for those many, many playoff games. But I've always liked him, and I didn't think it would be that big of a win for them. But I kind of had a feeling that they've got a really good, balanced, complete team. And they're not even at full strength.
Okay.
I just think so. I mean, no Champ Bailey, no Von Miller.
Yeah, but they have an upside, and they're great already.
They do. And the Giants, I don't know what's up with them. If this is going to be another, you know, 8-8 season, but after last year, it's, I don't know, they're not showing a lot right now, I don't think.
Well, they had the running back that's been fumbling, Wilson.
Yep.
And he's holding the ball, yeah, but he's not doing his move.
No.
He looks damaged, like a damaged product till he gets that together.
Well, they brought back Brandon Jacobs, and he did pretty good for them this past week, so I don't know, we'll see.
He's a formidable pass blocker.
Oh, very much so, very much so.
But Eli trying to put it all on his back. There's a lot of problems there.
There is.
That's a team that Coughlin usually has winning early, like going 6-2 and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Usually in the past, their weakness is the
good early.
They peak early and then they fall off late.
Right.
Maybe it's gonna be he's gonna be changing form this season. I don't know. That's something to keep an eye on. Something worth watching.
Well, the wheel turns, and when you think of it, they're the only team that really didn't do anything in that division.
Yeah, they pretty much stayed pat.
Well, you get better or you get worse. You know what he says the same.
No.
So it's like that's worse, yeah.
I was going to say, I think Dallas and Philadelphia did get better.
Well, the big story has got to be the Miami Dolphins on the road 2 weeks in a row. They're going home to their home opener.
They are, but that's a bad I don't know. They never get any support at home, it seems.
Atlanta's getting points.
Which, I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I'm guessing that the line makers really have it high from Miami.
But you're not buying into it?
Oh, no. I'm really surprised Miami hasn't been blacked out for, like, the last three seasons. Nope, nobody goes to those games. They've got no support aside from a passing fancy of, you know, whoever happens to be staying down there for the winter.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I don't.
How about the just not as bad as the Jaguars, who had to, whose home TV station posted a sorry for showing you the game because they wanted to watch other games in the country to your own fan base.
Yeah, that was, you know, looking back at it, you know, at first, because they were really good. Tom Coughlin led that team to an AFC Championship game. Well, that that's mid to late 90s. And but now they've fallen on really hard times.
Now, for the opposite side of the coin, the Vikings have also been on the road 2 weeks in a row to start the season. Now, they're home for their home opener, playing the Browns. So are they going 0-3?
Cleveland? Yeah, you got...
No. Well, the Vikings are more likely to get not, right?
Oh, no.
They're going to win that?
Yeah, they're going to win that game.
The Browns are bad.
The Browns are bad, and Minnesota, they've lost two in a row, but they were close games.
Detroit?
Detroit, it kind of fell apart late, but, I mean, they kept that close, and then they
Bears?
They only lost to the Bears by a point. They had
the Bears. Yeah, the Bears are a big story, right?
Very big.
We talked about the head coach coming from...
Trestman.
The CFL, yeah. So Cutler won. What did he have? No interceptions? Whatever.
Which is kind of surprising for him, because he's very much the gunslinger. I'll throw it. Whoever catches it.
He give it, then he take it to one.
Oh, absolutely he does. But so far he's been given.
What about all the anti-Shiano head coach? About all the anti-speak... You've heard about it?
Yeah, a little bit. They had, they had very, very higher expectations than 0-2.
Right.
And you can't win them all. I'd like to see him succeed. I did appreciate what he did for Rutgers, even though I didn't attend Rutgers University.
Yeah, the NFL at Rutgers.
They
stretched there. Yeah, this guy came out with a little pop, and it's been all fizzle now. Now there's... when your good players start turning on you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they need a better quarterback than Josh Freeman. He's not the answer.
That's crazy, right? Good point. So that's not getting better.
Right.
Yeah, so that's at Patriots.
No, that's...
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah,
right?
And it's, the Patriots are not the world beaters, at least that we've seen in the past, these last 2 weeks. I mean, they've had to pull out these wins. And, a lot of people are talking about Tom Brady's body language. The way he's in interviews, he's talking about the wide receivers, he's calling them kids. These kids got it. That's not the kind of stuff you expect from him. So one of these games, them and the Patriots are just going to, they're not going to pull it out. I don't know if it's going to, I doubt it's going to be this week, but one of these games pretty soon, they're going to be on the losing end. Just something to keep an eye out. I mean, they're going to lose a game. These aren't the, the 08 or 07 Patriots.
Yeah, they're hampered. They're hampered in a lot of ways,
Oh, definitely.
A lot of starters from last year no longer.
No. It'll be interesting.
What about the Packers at the Bengals?
For this week, Packers at Bengals? I like the way...
That's a pick'em.
It is?
Yeah, isn't that shocking?
Yeah. I have it, because my lines say it's at 2.5. Green Bay given 2.5. So, I don't know. Well, it's going to be...
It started out at the Packers getting one.
Right.
And now it's pick'em. I don't know what line... What lines do you have?
I actually have an app.
Oh.
It's an odds app, so... I don't know how often it's updated, but... Well, it's not going to be like... it's probably not going to go above 3 or something like that. It's probably going to be a low line.
Now, Falcons at Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons are getting 1.5.
I don't.
2-0 Dolphins home for the home opener.
I know, but I don't like them at home. And Atlanta, I think Atlanta could win and cover that. I think they might keep it close. I think Miami's definitely has a chance. They're home.
Up to 32 games that's been played now. 22 were 7 points or less the difference in the final score.
I mean, that's
7 or less. Now, the crazy I never saw a line like this is the Jaguars at Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the line up to 20 points.
Yeah, mine is 19.5.
Never saw that in a pro.
That's crazy. That's no respect. But again, Seattle is a ridiculous place to win on the road.
Not for a good team.
No, for a good team. And
for a bad team. Jags are not a good team.
Right, exactly. I mean, the 49ers, who pretty much, they're the best team the last 2 years, Super Bowl winners aside. They're the best team the last 2 years, and coming in, they're just as strong, and they, lost by something like 20 points.
Well, the fans had a rally in Jacksonville.
To sign Tebow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
They held it at 316,
well.
and there was four people... one of them was a baby. Does that count?
Yeah, suppose it counts. Never.
Nobody has time for that.
No, ain't nobody got time for that. Look, I don't blame him. As a Met fan, my big thrill this season was not only for Citi Field to host the All-Star game, but also to have make sure Matt Harvey started the All-Star game. Like,
And Fan Fest.
yeah, FanFest, there you go, exactly. Yeah, all that stuff. But that was my big thrill. It wasn't that the Mets win, reach 500 this season. My thing was, okay, Harvey starts the All-Star game, I'm good. And if I'm a Jacksonville fan, like, well, I have nothing to watch. I mean, this was a team, they scored a touchdown late against Oakland last week. If they didn't do that, that would have been I forget, I heard the stat, like, it would have been the first time since like 94 that a team didn't score a touchdown in its first two games.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, you have nothing to watch on the field, so at least give yourself a thrill. Hey, sign a player I want. Sign a player that's available. So I don't blame them at all.
Well, to put it to put fannies in the seats, they should do it.
Yeah, nobody goes to those games. They block off the entire top section of the stadium because none of those tickets sell. None.
But that's why it was questionable putting an NFL team in that city. I mean, now I know all the good cities are taken.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's hard because I've seen a lot of expansion, not expansion leagues, but startup leagues that have attempted to play professional football in America. Of course, they've all failed.
Yeah.
But I have seen them put other teams in Jacksonville and places like that, Memphis. And it never really works out.
Yeah, I remember the XFL put a team in Birmingham.
Sure.
Yeah,
USFL had the Stallion.
Oh yeah, Birmingham, yeah. And the one that just recently went on hiatus, the UFL, which you and I went to a game to in its inaugural season at the old Giants Stadium. They had a team in Omaha, Nebraska, to try and get those. You try to, I guess a lot of these, places look at where's the big college football town. But the problem is it's a college football town. It's not a pro football town. I know that's
Well,
been
it's a lot like the dating pool. All the good ones are taken.
That is very true, yeah. But, I mean, I understand, try and get the places that, are football starved and they just can't get enough of football, but I guess it all depends really on the talent and the competition. I'm still going to stand by the fact that any team that moves, it's going to be Jacksonville. They're not going to be there. They're going to be the one that moves. Because I know the owner, I'm sure he's not I forget where he's from, but he's definitely not one to really hang out in the panhandle.
Right. So it's an available franchise.
Yeah, it is. He'll
But
have.
again, all the good cities are taken. It's difficult. Who's going to do an LA experience experiment again? It's not worth it, right?
Yeah, they're going to try their hardest, but. The
Right.
only other place I can possibly think of, I know they'll never do it because of the betting aspect of it, but Las Vegas. It's the only one I can really, think of. So yeah. So for this week, what are your best bets for our
Well,
fiscally adventurous friends?
I'm liking the Vikings, and I like them at home. They lost both games. Now they're coming home.
And it is a it's,
Can't go 0-3. The Browns aren't that good.
right.
Deadline is four.
Right. They
And I
do.
like the Bears.
The Bears. They
The
are.
Bears, that's Steelers. Yeah, the Steelers are in deep trouble.
They're in bad shape.
They ran both games total rushing yards, 75.
Yeah.
Two games combined. I don't know where they're going to find a solution. And I'm loving the Bears head coach again.
Trust me, yeah. Yeah, that's Pittsburgh is on the ropes. They can't do this much longer.
Right. And then, of course, Monday night, I don't know what to make of that game. It's 14.5 points out of Raiders. That bad?
They're pretty bad. I mean, I think Terrell Pryor's their biggest bright spot.
The Manning Clinic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be. He's not going to throw seven touchdowns. I would see. Because they've scored, what, 40 points in the last two games? Well, do you think. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to score 40. I could see, like, 35 and then taking the foot off the gas,
Right.
Like, really just hand the ball off to Monte Ball, no Sean Moreno, off tackle for like a quarter and a half, and then I think that might be about it. And even then, they might even do some damage.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of Denver next week because the Eagles go out there. Now, you think you're tired running around at sea level? Bring that up a mile and try to run all those plays.
Yeah. Now that's, yeah. that's it. You know, again, these teams don't like to say they're looking ahead.
Right.
But you know, I think that might, you know, if the game gets sort of out of hand with Oakland, I think they'll say, you know what, let's rest up a little bit. Next week's going to be the one we're really going to have, you know, maybe worry about. So yeah,
that's divisional.
Yeah, and plus it's divisional. I mean, Denver and Oakland. I mean, that's, you know, when Shanahan used to be there, that was his Super Bowl 2 times a year because he got dissed by Al Davis.
Right. Oh yeah, that well, that's divisional. So there's but hey, anybody if Raiders are in your division, there's animosity.
Oh yeah. Well, as a Jet fan, I have such animosity towards Oakland.
Right.
I mean, there was like 5 years in a row where we had to go out to Oakland to play though. They never came to Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was always they're in Oakland again. Ugh. Stop. Believe me, I take lots of pleasure in seeing them struggle down at the bottom of the heap.
The wheel turns.
It does. It does. And new powerhouses are born and old guards fall.
Yeah, so. That sounds like the NFC East you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what?
The Redskins on the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, for sure. The Giants faltering.
Right. And again, they're going to start saying, did the game pass Coughlin by?
I don't think the game passed him by, but I think the talent level has decreased.
Well, the Giants have a great record of not getting rid of somebody that comes back to do well somewhere else. They get the most out of the two.
Yeah.
So Ahmad Bradshaw might be the difference. I don't know. I don't know how well he's doing.
Well, he's going
to... I know he had 42 yards the first.
Right.
But they obviously could use him there. Solidify that run.
Yeah, they could, but I mean, the big thing was Jacobs, so you got to see. I know the
fan. He's not a running threat.
No, he's not a running threat, but.
He's got goal line stability.
Right.
Yeah.
The intricate.
Block from Manning.
Right. Well, they're not a. You know, the Giants, along with Pittsburgh, they're not. I mean, they're very old school. They're not really one to go out and make the big free agent splash. Yeah, exactly. They prefer to build on the inside. So I'll be interested to see if, in the offseason, A, if Coughlin comes back. I think he will, though. It's hard to say goodbye to a guy who wins you 2 Super Bowls. Parcells walked away, but I think Coughlin will have to be kicked out. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. And then if they will go out and get somebody in the free agent market, I think. I know it's early. It's the beginning of the season, but still, that's what I see.
Yeah, what about the Jets?
Oh, boy. Well, now I'm here.
That quarterback falters early, put in Sims.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they got to have this Bills game.
Yeah. Well, there's been rumors that people within the organization want Sims if Smith falters. Look, Smith is a rookie quarterback. He has 5 turnovers. Look, I'm not saying Matt Sims could have kept, could have won the game against.
Why not? Why aren't you saying that?
Well,
very accurate, very strong, accurate arm.
He does. Oh, believe me, in the preseason, he was throwing ropes, frozen ropes across the middle.
He's looking great.
He was. Again, third string teams, but you know, skill is skill, and he has skill. But I'm not gonna say that Matt Sims would have won the game in New England. He could have. He absolutely could have. But I doubt he would have had 5 turnovers.
Well, one thing that's not good when I heard that when Marone, the coach for the Bills, was a head coach at Syracuse, right?
Yeah, Syracuse.
Is that his name, Marone?
Yeah, Marone. Some people say Maroney, but I think it's Marone.
Yeah. And he said he never lost to West Virginia, where Geno Smith was the quarterback, because they pressured the middle and he made bad decisions, and then they would win the game.
Oh, I can
absolutely. So that's really something that's got to be in the back of Geno Smith's mind.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking shuffle in Sims and get rid of that advantage for Buffalo.
You know, that's a good point, but I don't think Rex will. I think Rex now has too much in his quarterback.
Okay, first drive interception.
They're going to send him back out there. Would I? No, I don't think I would. Look, what I want and what I do would be totally different from Rex or any other coach that I've ever had on my team. I mean, that's just the pure fact about it. It'll be interesting. Again, I'd have no problem with Matt Sims being my quarterback.
Right.
But that's not my call.
16 games are long. People get weary fast in football.
Oh, they do. Oh, absolutely.
4 or 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, because you know you only have... Because 4 or 5 weeks in a row, that's a quarter of the season.
Well, plus they spend so much time wasted on Sanchez.
Yeah.
3 years.
They just let it... They took too many...
3 or 4 years, because he went to 2 championship games.
2 championship games, then 2 non-playoff games appearances.
That's a long wait.
Yes, this is his fifth season. Look, I will always contend that they jumped too fast with him. That they thought he was ready to take a big step forward when he wasn't. So I'll always contend that. I think they should have taken a little bit slower with him, but they were just too eager. They said, two championship games, let's go. What's the next step? And
didn't they give up a lot to get him?
Well, sort of. Technically, they gave up Mangini. Abram Elam, who was a defensive back. And not really any... I think that
year... Do draft picks in and trade up in the draft?
I think they just switched draft picks. The Jets and the Browns just switched draft picks that season. I don't think there was any extra draft picks. I could be wrong, but I don't remember. It wasn't as much as you would think it was. Pretty much the Browns got a coach out of it, so they were happy with that.
For a while.
For a while. I still think Mangini is a pretty good coach, but he just, I don't know. He'd be...
What's wrong with the Browns this year?
Same stuff that's always wrong with Cleveland, you know? It's Heartbreak City. I don't know.
Nothing good happens there.
Yeah, it's tough, you know.
The mistake by the lake.
Yes, the mistake by the lake. And it's tough for them because that is a tough division. No matter how bad it is, it's always tough. Because aside from the Steelers, Baltimore, especially the last, you know, decade plus.
Cincinnati's the new sheriff in town.
Yeah, I think so. Especially now that Baltimore, I mean, they won this past week, but it was more so the Cleveland lost it than Baltimore won it. So I think Cincinnati is in it. I'd love to see them go far in the playoffs, but I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Okay, bud.
All right, Dad. Thanks.
Okay, later.
All right, bye. And it's funny, not long after recording, to find out that the Cleveland Browns traded Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts, which is going to be a great deal for the Colts. And I don't know if I can really blame Cleveland. They understand that this is a franchise that's constantly in flux, and they want to get something that's stable. And having one high draft pick a year and not much else, trying to piece it together is going to take a long time. And this is a league where you need to be really quick with the turnarounds. Look at Indianapolis. They had a quick turnaround. One bad year, and then they're right back on pace for another decade of dominance, or at least competition. So trade what you can. Get a lot of high draft picks. Maybe next year will be the year where they can really stockpile a lot of talent. I can't really fault them, but it does look strange, and, you know, poor Cleveland, I feel for them. At least they have baseball going well for them. This week for my fantasy team, Aaron Rodgers again. Aaron Rodgers is hard to stop. My big question, though, is Eddie Lacy is out with a concussion, so I actually had to pick up James Starks instead because I think they're going to be doing really well. And I had a choice between Benjarvis Green-Ellis at running back against Green Bay or Monty Ball at Oakland, or I'm sorry, home against Oakland. My thinking is this: that game is going to be a laugher in my mind, and they're going to want to run the ball a lot, and Monty Ball could pick up some yardage, whereas Benjarvis Green-Ellis might not. That's going to be a competitive game. Those are two good teams, so they're going to want to throw it out, if nothing else. So I'm going with Monty Ball. I like Minnesota's defense at home against Cleveland. I picked up Eddie Royal for San Diego. I'm not going to use him this week at Tennessee because I have A.J. Green. I already used DeSean Jackson, disappointed in that game, but Kansas City's a good team. And Mike Wallace versus Atlanta. So that's my team. Thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us in iTunes. Just type in Everyman Sports. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com. You can also email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and good night.